Hey, I'm Axel.
I'm John.
Welcome to the bakery. Let me just clear my lungs out.
That hit didn't go well for me. Did you see that?
Yeah, I swallowed a little bit.
We need to time this intro better.
Yeah, we're getting better at the whole cough when you start the music thing. Like,
my eyes want to restart, or you don't think you can handle it?
No, okay. This is good. This is fine. I'm completely thrilled with this intro. Hey, like we said, welcome to the bakery. We're glad you're here.
Totally.
Before we get things started today, I'd like to give a few shout-outs to the people that made this whole thing possible for us.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. And Frankie, our producer, by the way, is in the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Love the bakery. Thank you very much.
You hear the rest of the bakery clapping. So... Frankie is the producer of our show. He also happens to have a show of his own called Unrestrained Radio.
Dig it, dude. Every week we are giving you your dose of radio crabs, and we love it.
Radio crabs.
Radio mother effing crabs.
Those are hard to get rid of.
Yeah, seriously.
You can't be protected from them.
You can find that show at openflynetwork.com.
Yeah, baby.
And, this is mostly towards fans right now. Is the WCG community. I wanted to thank the WCG community for listening and giving us a chance and whatnot, and I'll see you guys in there every Monday night.
Isn't that a Counter-Strike community?
It is. West Coast Gaming.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to add a few of them to our Facebook friends and whatnot. I just haven't got around to it, but they're giving us a shot. They're listening, and
I'm glad for Counter-Strike?
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm the best.
That's such bullshit right there.
It totally is.
The best.
I'm good. On my good days, I have a 1-to-1 ratio.
So every time you die, you at least take someone with you?
Exactly. On my bad days, it can get pretty bad.
Yeah. I like the maps where all the guns are in front of you. You know, like, the FY maps, I think they're called.
No, those maps suck because you see your gun. You see your gun, the one you want, across the field, and you're running towards it just in time to see someone else take it.
Okay, that does happen, but it teaches you to, like, play with all the guns. And what I just hold down the trigger the entire time I play in these maps. So I'll get the para, which has 100 bullets, unload the entire mag, and then just drop it and grab another gun. So basically, since the rounds are really short, I could be shooting the entire time, and I'm just that much more deadly.
Yeah, that is an advantage.
Some people think that sucks, though, because of the crosshairs.
I'd like to throw out another shout-out to our Facebook friends. Thanks for giving us a chance as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're glad you guys all jumped on board. And,
yeah, man, you guys are stacking them right now. This is ridiculous.
No, we got 216 and climbing last time I checked.
216?
220.
220?
220. Wow.
Jeez, last time I checked, we were like 150.
It's going up like by the second.
That's like as much as Obama has.
People are flying into this bakery. It's going to need to be like a two-story bakery pretty soon.
Oh, the plans are in the works.
I hope we can afford that.
Outstanding.
Hopefully. Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys could afford that. This is a free thing.
Well, what can I say? Yeah. We're baller.
Yeah. Wow. I know. Like, everyone just contributed a little bit, so built from nothing.
Wow.
It's perfect.
That's right, and plus Axel stands out in the corner by the freeways with a sign that says, help me, I'm from Europe.
Help me add on
lost.
To a bakery? Yeah. People think that's a noble cause? Yeah.
That's
cool.
Me. And whoever that guy is throwing dimes at me, stop. Because it hurts.
Because the guy behind you has quarters?
No, it just hits my face.
I'd like to thank Coin Web Services for making the website and doing all that shit for me. That's awesome for us. And, do you have any shout-outs? Does anybody else have any shout-outs? Oh, you know what?
I want to throw a shout-out right now to Chris from Unrestrained Radio, who walked into the bakery.
He is in the bakery.
Welcome.
Yeah. And, of course, to my friend and nemesis, because you never know who's playing the part, but Random Comment Charlie and Random Comment Charlize.
Yes.
Yeah. Give it up to them.
That's an applause.
Always a snide remark on that on the whiteboard.
I'd also like to thank, another shout out is the Modelo Especial, and that's the beer of the month according to the Unrestrained Radio Show.
It's not according to us, it's chosen by the gods themselves as the beer of the month. We just passed the message along.
Well, wow. There you have it.
How presumptuous.
Yeah. Frankie's like the Pope. He's better than the Pope, he gives you beer.
The Phoenix speaks and we answer is the problem.
I'm having a Heen Ekin myself. not bad. It's like in a green bottle. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, every time I say like I have Heineken, people say it's like a girl beer.
What? It's German.
Really? What do you think?
Yeah, that's not a girl beer, dude.
That's really
bullshit. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. No, like I heard from one old bartender lady, and I was kind of eavesdropping on her, and she was just talking about girl beers, and she said Heineken.
No,
and I just kind of every time I'm like afraid to say it because I kind of like it, so I'm like I'm afraid.
Well, no, that's foolish. Don't be afraid of that.
Yeah, that's nonsense. When you get real girly is when you get like regular beers, not like Budweiser or Miller or something like that, but like a Heineken or a Corona, and you get the light version of that.
Oh,
that's a girl beer. When you think that you'd maybe get close to the real thing, but you don't. Oh, and Smirnoff Ice. Thank you. Random comment.
Well, there you go. And Zima.
Isn't that just sugar water?
Okay,
though?
But now you're moving on to other alcohols.
The wine coolers and whatnot. Of, you know, yeah, for sure.
Balatois. You know, I'm going to throw that out there. Kind of a girly drink.
There's a shit ton of alcohol.
It's a sparkling red wine that I prefer as a pregame on a night in
sparkling,
Vegas.
Sparkling, huh? That's just carbonated red wine, right? Is that what that means?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never
it's
had
normally pretty sparkling. Girly, but I just shoot it straight into my veins, so that's not too bad.
Straight into a belly button?
Yeah. No, veins. Veins. Yeah. Did you hear me?
I heard you. I just thought the belly button would be quicker.
I'm an innie. I'll never find the vein on my belly button.
Straight through the belly button to the stomach.
I just shove it right up the pee hole, and I'm like, well, we're kicking this system in reverse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right to the brain at that point.
It's really weird when like I pee it out of my mouth, too. It's all.
I was reading a book where the guy offered someone else a steaming cup of wine. Like
a
that sounds gross.
Cup of wine.
Like hot liquor,
mold wine. I'm hearing from the bakery. That's
really
yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. I guess
we'll never know now.
Wine.
I guess. Well, like what's mead? Like I've heard people talk about mead, and I think it's like a honey based alcohol. And I think that sounds pretty good. Like
I believe
nice.
It's spelled M E A D.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. That helps me figure out what it tastes like. Because like I'm trying to figure out like how it would be. That or ciders. I want to give a shout out. Okay.
Don't give
Black
a shout
Thorn.
Out to ciders.
I'll say Blackthorn cider is pretty tasty if
going
you're someone
back to unrestrained
who's not into really heavy carbonation.
Or ciders are spat upon.
Whatever.
Axel, have you ever tried to smoke your stems?
In like desperate times. Yeah.
Okay. We have a buddy that used to save them and put them in a tea bag. And make tea with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dr. K.
Dr. K, yes,
yeah,
Dr. K.
Exactly.
and he always claimed that it got him high.
That's bullshit. Because I remember Dr. K saying that. He was like, he said he would collect all the stems and stuff. And he even convinced me to do that. But when I did that, I kept them for way too long. And by the time I had enough to have enough stems for a decent tea, they were stale.
Random comment, Charlize is saying that they're not water soluble, which is very possible. I'm not sure.
Oh, so I mean the tea wouldn't even work in it, you mean?
The THC.
Yeah, that's why butter and I see. The lipid fats. She's right. Like that's why in butter you have to cook it down. So I guess the lipids or something release.
Okay. So that may be false, but that does not answer the question if your stems and whatnot contain THC.
Okay, I'm still going to say yes. Here's why I say yes.
Okay.
As you know, I don't say, I'm going to say it once just so you know, I don't say marijuana anymore because that's the slave name of hemp. And so I'm not going to say that anymore. Yeah.
It's the slave name?
It's the slave name of hemp. And so I'm not going to say it anymore. It's a derogatory term. Yeah, because they made that name up so it became legal or illegal, you know? That's how they're like, ooh, oh no.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
But I still think. But anyway, so they grew hemp back in the day, and I feel they smoked its stem and all, and so I feel it. I feel it has some THC.
Okay. Well, here's what the experts online say, because they're experts. Everyone
of
online
course,
is an expert.
Online.
usually, the stem contains less THC, so it's still there.
Crucial.
But and there's still the possibility of crystals on the stem, and you know just. Random powder and hairs and whatnot falling off the weed and getting caught in the sticky stem. Mm-hmm. So there still can be THC found in there. Thus, you know, smoking a bowl of stems is not a bad thing. Personally, it's a last resort. Yeah. You know, I'd never do it, but when I break up a tiny nug and I get a little stem, I'll snap that thing into like 12 tiny pieces and put it in there.
I totally do that too, actually. Like when I get a stem, I totally like... try to grind, almost grind it up so it's like tricking my mind. Although sometimes I use them if like it's the last bowl and you have a little stem left. It's like the crucial, you put them down first, is like the bracing. Have you ever done that? Like make a square of like the four stems. So then like you make a square like Boy Scout contraption of stems basically. And you put it to plug the hole. And like, then you put all the weed on top.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You use the stem so your bud doesn't creep down the hole when you're sucking through.
It's like a snowshoe type thing, but of stems.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Well, yeah.
It kind of helps.
Did you just like figure this out yesterday?
I've been doing it because lately we've been talking about stems a lot. Uh-huh. And I sometimes throw them away in the ashtray. Just throw them away because I don't want to do that. But like, I realized that I should start using them as like just the braces at the bottom, and it would help my intake.
Well, I mean, I don't think the brace is necessary unless you have a wide hole at the bottom.
That's what she said. I was checking around on the internet the other day, and I read about this. Have you heard of zombie ants?
Yes.
Have you?
No, oh. Liar.
Well, basically, it's a fungus that turns carpenter ants into the walking dead and gets them to die in a spot that's perfect for the fungus to grow. So it like kills the ant, and then it makes it move to like go under a leaf where it's the perfect condition to grow and affect more ants.
This is bad news.
Yeah, well, it is bad news.
We're just one step closer to a zombie invasion.
Thank you, Frankie. Have you figured I'm glad out? You said that, because that's exactly where I was kind of thinking, because that's like, people always wonder like, oh, that's bullshit. That's not going to happen. And yeah, whatever, science, for now.
It's but not now, bullshit. I've seen it in movies, dude.
Yeah.
It's I mean, real. It's
if
very
you can imagine
real.
It can happen.
It's happened numerous times.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody survived.
Yeah, especially in Haiti and stuff.
Here's how you survive. You attack quick and aggressively. According to the University of Ottawa, they
no way.
Yeah, according to them,
like a university, like a
I mean,
college.
I can't
you
believe
mean?
They did this.
Yes, like, here's how they did it. They were studying the spread of pathogens and viruses and yada yada, and they put a zombie into the equation, made him an original zombie with a slow moving, okay. Has to bite you,
like the old
dumb.
School.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they said the best outcome for human survival was to attack quickly and aggressively. Otherwise, you're just going to have a huge problem.
It's a fucking outbreak, man. You got to like take that shit out. Like as soon as you see one, you need to go on. These aren't people anymore. They're like walking flu viruses almost.
You need to grab your buddy next to you and say, hey, let's take this fucking thing out.
Yeah.
That's what you need
back
to do.
Back to backsies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Depending on the numbers. If there's just one, you know. You and a couple guys could take that thing out easily without being harmed.
It's true. But like,
I'd still go back to back, though.
That's the whole point of zombies, though, is the numbers. Because you're right. Like, one-on-one versus a zombie, that's no big shit. Like, even Frankie could do it. Could take down
I'm glad
one.
I became that guy.
I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, like...
I don't know if I want to be the even guy. No, you
can. But like, if there is a million zombies, which that's how it supposedly spreads, because it spreads quickly... That's when the few survivors are really fucked. Because, that's when you're right. Back to back. Stay together.
Yep.
I don't think hiding out's going to do it. I really don't. I think unless you keep up on the horde that is accumulating, if you can keep their numbers down, you won't have a problem while you're hiding out.
I see what you're saying. You mean like crowd control?
Exactly.
Because you're never going to, like, it depends on number of survivors. Best case scenario, I'm saying 10. That's my, because I get all my friends together and then. The inevitable one or two dies and like, but I'm just saying. So I got
and then
my
you
10.
Find eight more and get to 10.
Yeah. Like I got the 10 and everything. So I imagine my group of 10, totally just like surviving in a zombie-ridden town. Like it's gonna be filled, but we're gonna be quiet.
So you make it sound like you're on the move.
No. I'm gonna stay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
Until like supplies run out. Yeah, I'm gonna have to move. But the way you're describing it makes me think that your 10 survivors are gonna take on the whole zombie world. And hopefully find the rest of the survivors and, like what, did the resistance? You have to admit that the zombies have died, but that's...
We are the resistance. No, I would, of course we're not going to take on the whole zombie army. All I'm thinking is, worst case scenario, a couple hundred zombies line up outside my door. I got to manage that crowd. I got to thin the ranks a bit. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right. You got to tell them, we're out. Come back tomorrow.
Or never.
That's my plan. I'm just saying there's no room. Just go. We're closed.
Not fire, though.
No.
Well, of course not. Yeah, well, unless I had a fence between the structure I was using and the zombie horde, then you'd feel free to use fire.
Okay, well, what's your plan for the zombie outbreak, Frankie?
I would probably go to Camp Pendleton.
What?
I'm going to a military zone.
That's, you know...
Rookie mistake. Yeah, but yes, please.
Depending on when you do it.
Why are you going there?
Because I imagine there's weapons.
Weapons, you're right. That's a good draw there. But, like, I think everyone thinks army base...
Survive, well, isn't that better that if everybody thinks yeah. army base? Then everybody gets together and you have like a huge group. Can you imagine the size of the back-to-back with all those people?
But
there'd be... How far away? Random comment, Charlize. It's mere feet from my imagination, okay? So relax. So right now, the only thing I have to fight off are ants. So I think I can handle it.
So far. But you're safe right there. A large group. And zombie virus loves large groups, correct? Because once you get one of those people in, they're like, oh my God, I'm infected, but I just made it to Camp Pendleton.
Okay, but
and
here's
then it's
the
like,
mistake.
Shit, and then it's
the
like, you're all
fucked. Everybody makes is that somebody's already been bit, all right?
Yeah.
But they find an excuse why that guy should be able to stick around. And then he turns into a zombie and he kills everybody.
Yeah.
In my Camp Pendleton,
yeah.
No excuses. No rules, just raw it.
That's right.
That's how I'm doing it.
It's a matter of survival.
It's
at
his
that point.
Camp Pendleton.
You know, yeah, I'm sorry, supposedly. Lady. I'm sorry, your 4-year-old who looks a little pale and is barfing up shit and his eyes are bloodshot. But he's probably a zombie. You know, we got to take care
oh,
of this.
Really?
I mean, I'll offer to kill her too if she wants.
There yeah. you go. Yeah. That's only humane.
And that first, nice. Even, because the 4-year-old won't know what's going on.
That's awful, but true.
Yeah.
I hate to say it in the zombie world.
But yeah, sure. I'd kill both of them. But nobody who has been bitten is sticking around my Camp Pendleton.
That's for fuck sure. I mean, just in general, like, bitten the end, like, no. Well, what's your, so, Camp Pendleton's, Frankie, do you have a place you're going to go to?
I do.
John?
It is a restaurant on top of my, or not on top of a hill near my house.
Okay. A restaurant?
A restaurant? Yes,
it's a restaurant. Now, hang on. This restaurant is positioned where it has a hill in front of it. A big
okay.
dirt hill with
hill.
Cactus and bushes, and there's only a single road leading up to it.
So you have an elevated position?
I do. And even the back is covered. It's elevated. So this thing is just solely on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your down, bakery. You keep it down.
Bakery, down.
I don't want to hear. You know,
getting
if this
riotous
gets out,
in this bakery.
God, man, like, we're the only semblance of reason in here.
If this
sometimes.
Knowledge of this specific spot gets out, like, it'll be overrun by people, and it'll just be a Pendleton.
Here's the problem. Zombie
it will
plants
be a Pendleton. Like,
spread
everyone's
even
go there.
Faster than the zombie virus is our
oh.
problem.
That's right.
Keep
okay.
the plans on the down low.
Everybody inside the bakery.
That is
hear
true.
This.
Seriously, like, this is anyone in the bakery listening, keep these plans to yourselves.
Don't worry. In editing, I'll just beep all this out.
Beep,
like, this entire conversation, yeah. It's going to be like 5 to 6 minutes of just beep.
Beep restaurant, at least, for John's. Just beep it.
Oh, no, I'm telling them about his so that they don't go to Camp Pendleton.
Well, mine's kind of similar, actually. Like,
you bastard.
Think of mine is rich people. Because rich people are going to leave their house for their jets. And so their houses are going to be empty. And their houses, like John said, are on like steep hills and stuff in gated communities. So the rich houses are going to be empty.
You're a dead man.
And what?
No, I like this.
I'm going to break in there. And hopefully, I'm guessing ceremonials. Swords and stuff, because rich people are weird like that. So
I'm
going to
be firing shells from Camp Pendleton at all the rich neighborhoods that I know of.
You're not going to make it there. The guy behind you is gonna be like, blah.
He's not, because I killed that kid, dude.
That's what we need. We need to have each other's cell. How long is the cell going to even be working in? Because I've often thought about that. Like, zombie outbreak happens.
Well, electricity.
Can I call Frankie? Can I call Frankie? Like, be like, Camp Pendleton, come to my house. I found a great house. Bring the guns. And just be like, John, bring the stuff at the restaurant.
I'm just going to be like, who is this? And then hang up. Because I got limited power.
I've heard that
I'm not going to be part of your 10 friends.
I've heard that the San Onofre nuclear power plant will last for 3 or 4 days supplying power before it decides to go nuclear and blow up.
That's all we get is 3 or 4 days?
Of power, yeah.
Before it goes nuclear and blow up, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, that could wipe out some of the zombies right there.
That'd be nice.
Oh, fuck. Dude, all
if we can
Southern
convince
California.
Them it's all people in San Onofre.
Oh, shit. Think of that.
We need to reason with these zombies and tell them all the people are over there. And then it just blows up in their face. And we're like, nah, we got you.
Hopefully they'll follow the nuke. And just see, like, oh, bright. you know, I'm attracted to bright things.
Don't walk towards it though. You'll like get mutated.
You guys are forgetting the whole thing. That would destroy everything. The fallout from that. Think of how many nuclear power plants there are around the U.S.
Dude, not my.
It's double digits, like 30 something. Right?
Oh, so
right.
We only have. Are you saying we only have 3 or 4 days, anyways? Then?
Yeah.
Fuck. You were so right.
Oh, then what's the difference? I mean, I'm not going.
Especially
if
they go
Camp
nuclear.
Pendleton, then.
Well, look, us. Oh, we're in California
underwater. Fuck. We need
the
underwater base.
I hate to diffuse that theory. Yeah. Right. Random comment, Charlize, yeah. But they're already all zombies in Canada as we speak. Yeah. So,
like, I don't think there's any like nuclear plants.
We're holding
there
them
are
off
some.
At the border.
Well, I'm hearing from the bakery that there's no nuclear
power plants.
There you go. Thank you. In Canada.
I got all excited for a second because
I don't know.
This is only if it happens, I guess. But like, I was like, whoa, like, because.
Well, they're not like they're like a China. They don't have like Japan. They don't have like the biggest and best technology. So
I'm going to say negative anyways. I think I'd rather die in 3 or 4 days in the U.S. than live out the rest of my days in Canada.
That's for sure.
That's not true.
Once you get to Canada, you're still fighting off zombies. That shit is spreading because it's continental.
But now it's cold.
And it's, well, I think the zombies
that could
will survive.
Be, well, that could be an advantage, disadvantage to you.
They can survive. Actually, cold makes them survive longer.
Oh, preserves them.
It's
you're
like
absolutely
preserving.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, fuck.
I know. It's only the rainforest.
No, Mexico.
Rainforest, that's where they're going to be. They're going to just decay in 2 seconds in the rainforest.
And there's plenty of water.
They just
plenty
get like moldy and stuff.
Wow.
Although, for the first little while that they have mold on them, they'll be camouflaged.
That's true.
So you got to
so
be careful there.
That is article number one during a zombie attack. Charter a plane ticket to the Amazon.
That's going
to
kill
you,
me?
Though.
Did you not just hear me? They're going to be camouflaged. That's way worse.
That sucks. They're going to come out of nowhere. But
as long as they don't cross species, I'm fine.
Yeah, you read my mind. I was actually going to say, like, as long as it's just human zombies. Because if it's like all animal zombies, then everyone's fucked.
I'm so excited for Axel to be defeated by a cheetah zombie. After all this shit talking that he did about cheetas.
Fuck that. Seriously,
I'm done, man.
That would be easier. Like, his freaking little arms would be falling off and decayed. Like,
that's,
I would rather.
And you'd still lose because you will lose to a cheetah.
Don't even get me started on that fucking thing.
Dude, it's slower. It's decaying.
He still got you.
Yep. I completely agree.
It's covered with moss.
You guys couldn't take a zombie chipmunk, so whatever. At least I'm gonna die the coolest.
Kidding? Those things are probably faster than a zombie cheetah.
That's probably how it spreads, actually.
Zombie chipmunks.
Zombie chipmunks. Because
those things will just bite you and run.
That's the first line of attack in a zombie apocalypse.
The whole
point
is to eat yourself, right? Aren't they going to eat other chipmunks or bite other chipmunks, like live ones? Why are they going to come after us?
No. Whatever the virus is makes them crave either violence or human flesh.
Oh, yeah, that's usually how it works.
Human flesh? Well, then it can't be cross-ant. Well, okay. Maybe. I'll
but
say
it,
the algorithm.
Maybe like
maybe.
A chipmunk got like shit on by a zombie or something.
I could see that. Or fed on one.
Nobody knows how it really works.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, that's true. Classically, they do go after brains.
Yeah.
I've learned don't hug
dropped.
Your loved ones if there's even like the thought that there might be a zombie attack.
Firm
in fact, for the rest of my
distance.
Life, I probably won't make physical contact with the rest of my family. Just because it's always going to be somebody in your family. And when you go to hug them, they're going to bite you in the back of the head.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
That's when it happens.
All the time.
When you expect it the least, expect it the most.
Yep. As soon as zombies break out, you dump your significant other. Because that's definitely how you're getting it.
Whoa
I
there.
I promise you that. Everybody here, you know,
some people.
John and I are safe. Because we're sad, but
never, man.
But
motorcycle
you,
with a sidecar.
The rest of you guys
motorcycle
are getting it.
With a sidecar. She's.
I wouldn't say dump. I would say just prepare
I would
to
say
lose.
Kill. I would say kill. You got to nip
like,
that one in the bud.
Prepare to
mercy,
lose everything.
You're all mercy killing.
Mercy kill.
It should be a race to kill your loved ones in a zombie attack.
That's the ultimate American Gladiators.
You need to hang out with strangers because strangers, for some reason, are always cool. One of them might lag and turn into a zombie.
No, like actually, if the zombie virus came out, like the common man would actually like come together as one. Like there would be no more racial anything, and no one would give a shit about.
Oh, that's not true. I'm only hanging out with white people.
Oh, I see. I see. That's always a good strategy.
That.
Yeah. No, like it would totally like aliens or virus or I guess world events totally like just make everyone forget all the bullshit and just. We're humans. Humans versus monsters or aliens.
It does what the Olympics are supposed to do.
Yes, that is exactly what they're supposed to do. Those friggin' judges, they'll fuck it all up. Don't get me started with the Olympic Council.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Frankie, do you want a free large Dr. Pepper at your nearest Taco Bell? But you have to buy a combo meal.
No, I'm cool.
But here, take this. It's free. Okay, we got this for you.
Oh, nice.
Me and John the other day, we went to a Taco Bell.
Did you guys realize I'm not getting paid for this?
Or? What? No, that's your payment right there. I have a couple more in my back pocket.
Figured this came out.
Me and John went to a Taco Bell the other day just to eat. And they had like these little scratch-off things. Like they're supposed to give you one every time you order something and you scratch it. And it's like, please try again or you win something free. Like, so we're all excited. Like, fuck yeah. And we kind of took advantage of the situation because the lady was super busy, so there was a stack of these motherfuckers. So we grabbed a shitload, and we got back to the car, and we were just so excited. Like, we're going to eat for months on, like, Taco Bell. And then we just scratched them all off, and it's a bunch of bullshit. All we got was free large Dr. Pepper, and we have to buy a combo meal. So it actually costs money to have these free sodas. So anyway, I thought you'd like one because, like, you kind of go to Taco Bell sometimes, so
That's
for you,
man.
And actually, these are stocking stuffers for the rest of the bakery as well.
Hey, look
you
at
all
that.
Get one good, for attending.
A prize for being in the bakery. Yeah. That's awesome.
Hang on to it for 3 or 4 months.
And Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you sponsor our show one day.
That's right. Here's to you, Taco Bell. I like Del Taco better.
Whoa! Don't even.
Oh boy. Whoa. Well, there goes Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I think they sponsored the last 15 seconds of this show.
But what is your favorite soda? Talking about like Dr. Pepper and stuff.
My favorite soda?
Yeah, like if you had to say. I could say cream soda for me.
The one I drink the most is root beer.
Okay. What do you say?
I would say Belle Etoile. It's a sparkling wine, but it is carbonated and fruity tasting, so.
Counts as a soda range?
Yeah. It's sugary enough to be a soda.
Okay. You're a fruit.
I'm. Is that like a white wine spritzer?
Silence.
Well, I'm glad you guys didn't say Mountain Dew, because I have decided to never drink Mountain Dew again.
My favorite's actually Mountain Dew.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
No.
Then here, I'm going to convince you not to have it. Because do you know the ingredients of Mountain Dew?
No, I don't.
Well, I do. Check this out. High fructose corn syrup. I read that all the fucking time. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's all the sodas.
It's just like cheaper sugar that like lasts longer, but it's horrible for you.
Right.
But okay, here's where it starts getting dubious. Vitamin C. Sounds good, right? Wrong. Because it forms benzene, which can cause cancer when combined with sodium benzate. So, good thing sodium benzate isn't in Mountain Dew. So, now the next ingredient. Sodium benzate. Huh. To preserve freshness. So, wait. Sodium benzate and vitamin C are in there, which can cause cancer. So, and then later on there's calcium to sodium EDTA. And what it is an attempt to stop the reaction of chemicals from creating benzene.
Wait. So you're telling me...
Yes. Think about it for a second. There's a cancer-causing agent and something that, like, fixes it. So basically you're drinking a poison and antidote.
So you net to zero cancer?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, every time you drink Mountain Dew, it's like a little bit of poison and
so,
just the right amount of
I don't feel
of
like
antidote.
That works out. I don't want you giving out this poor advice.
Well,
know?
No.
I'm never drinking
it again. The only advice here is drink all of the Mountain Dew when you get it because you don't know where it settles.
Oh, my God.
Right, it eventually settles, unless you really shake it up, which not a lot of people do.
There's no way I'm getting near that shit again, and we should seriously take it out of the vending machines in the bakery. Like,
I don't think we should. They sponsor the show. Good for you, Mountain Dew. Good for not killing us.
They don't sponsor the show. Like, are you delusional, John? Is
like
brought up a lot of sponsors that I have seen no checks from.
You like this new coat?
Yeah, no, that's real nice. Did you buy that from Mountain Dew, or...?
What those checks went to.
Oh, for right. Christ's
well,
sakes.
We're going to break now. And, you know, we've got a new song for you guys. It's something good. Here you go.
Generation, gotta build a better nation. Dreaming of being with you. Gun truck, got a lock, a pay for a 2 minute fuck trying to get in you.
For more shows like this, check out openflynetwork.com. Hey guys, how's it going? I don't know this band. I think it's I'll tell you guys next time. I put it up on the site. Yeah, how about that? But Axel's smoking here, so we'll give him a second.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
I just smoke talked. Did you notice that?
That was cool.
It's real.
Because my voice awesome is usually move. Like this, but it was a little like a decibel low.
It's just like hanging there, actually. The smoke hasn't moved. Well, it did.
We have poor circulation.
It
in the
went
bakery.
For about, yeah, like 3 seconds where it actually didn't move.
We really need to fix those fans.
Those I wish I could harvest that, like, secondhand smoke in like a big trash bag.
Just get like a big bag and then capture it again.
Yeah. Just like, keep it.
I imagine it's stale, and that's just excess nastiness.
That's what you need to invent, Sean.
Excess awesomeness.
Is what?
Is like a way to like unstale smoke.
Unstale smoke. Oh my God. You mean put the THC back in the smoke?
You took that one semester of genetics class.
Like smoke zombies or something.
You're right, I did.
I know. So, I mean, if you did that.
You know what? I actually, in my class, I actually read this thing.
What'd you read?
About a Professor Nanofsky.
He's my favorite professor.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. What he ended up doing was splicing THC, which is the active ingredient. Wait, give him a second.
In what?
Yeah, THC is the active ingredient in marijuana, as we all know.
In or what?
Wait, catch Eagle. That smoke. Catch that smoke.
Eagle.
Thank you. Yeah, because I don't want to use the slave name of hemp.
Anyways, yes, and he spliced THC into an orange. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Yes. He was a genetics professor and whatnot, and the website I saw this on explained like the several steps and whatnot, but yeah irrelevant.
Who
I wouldn't understand
him. Yeah.
But so what he ended up doing was he made a website and said, "Hey, everybody, who wants a packet of seeds? I'll mail them to your house." Yeah.
For free?
Yeah, for free. Come get this packet of seeds from me. All you got to do is just give me a self-addressed envelope.
Like a stamp.
Yeah. And people did it, and he gave out several bags of 40 to 50 seeds over the course of 3 weeks.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Free THC orange seeds.
Yes. Yes.
Can I sign up?
They exist. No, the government. No. After 3 weeks, the government got on board. Yeah, that's a pain.
They like, so, but they're out there, you mean?
Oh, yeah. They're still out there. And no criminal charges will be charged against the people who had received the seeds, and he won't get charged for selling the seeds because at that time, it wasn't illegal. Yeah.
That's what you got to do, John.
So, you know what? I'm reaching to the bakery here. Does anybody know anybody with an orange weed tree? Anybody?
Yeah. Orange? Wait, no, I'm sorry.
My guess is about half the people in this room have. Yeah. An orange weed tree.
I'll just go to my black market guy. You don't have yours?
What a loser. Loser.
Please put the word on the street, bakery members. I want to know about this orange weed tree.
I bet this guy pronto. Couldn't even get an Uzi.
Please. <yeah. laughs>
Please. Like, oh, can I get an Uzi to some undercover cop? Noob.
That's low.
Who rolls with Uzis anyways?
I know.
What? So wait a minute.
80s gangster.
I know.
Wait a minute. I may not be like some 12-year-old from L.A., but, you know, Uzis are still tight. Okay? They're
but
awesome.
The bullet ratio, like, push the trigger once, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. What more do I need? As long as I have a good aim, just bop, done. That's all you need.
What a loser.
As long as you
I'm
so.
Thinking, well, okay, it's not efficient for zombies because you use it too quickly.
True.
Let's not go back down this road.
I'm all just right. Saying, all right. I'm fair glad, enough. Fair enough.
But I'm glad you're thinking there. I'm glad we're headed. Where heads at?
Did you hear about the Superman lawsuit?
What lawsuit?
The lawsuit regarding the rights to the Superman stories and whatnot.
No.
It seems that the origins of Superman, pretty much the story of Superman, has been in court for like a couple years now between the descendants of Joel Siegel.
The guys who created it.
And the parent company, DC/Warner Brothers.
You mean like the story that like he just came from Krypton and stuff?
Well, yeah, yeah. It was settled, and it settled out this way. The Siegels now own the origins from Krypton, the parents Jor-El and Lor-El. They own images of a baby Superman, infant Superman, in all his forms.
Yeah, in all his forms.
They own the firing of his rocket from his home planet.
That's crucial.
Yeah, you know, this is like some really detailed bullshit.
Okay.
They own the fiery crash to Earth from from Krypton the first time. And that's pretty much what the Seagulls got out of the lawsuit. WB and DC Comics got pretty much his powers, his costume, his like whole Earthbound storyline. Those villains.
So are you saying there's going to be like a split off in the Superman universe where there's two versions of him now because they have different rights in these comics?
Well, I don't know. That depends on what universe you refer
hope
to.
Not.
Because if you're thinking about the whole
canon,
it's
gonna be retarded. Like if they did that, like you gotta keep them the same.
Well, I think you'll see different movies now because WB controls the movies and DC controls the comics and whatnot. So you won't see as much of the origin story. Mm. It'll be kind of a rarity now. It'll be like more of a collector's item to have something with Superman's origin in it. Think of that over time, unless the Seagulls and WB and DC patch this up.
I see.
Anything with Superman's origin in it will be collector's item.
Money. Money destroys everything.
Probably. Or they'll just do an ultimate version of Superman.
Do you think that'd be a good line?
What, money ruins everything?
What he just said about Superman.
What?
A line. You know what I'm talking about.
It'd be a great line. What's the fantastic line?
Like,
come in with that opening.
Yeah, like you go to a two set and just go like, yeah, the Superman lawsuit, and hopefully one of the chicks understands what you're talking about.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're up to. Look at you, you're all crafty.
See,
thank you.
I think it's a good line, but I have no game.
So Frankie,
don't
what's
do
your
that.
Definition of the game?
The game,
like of having game.
Of having game?
Because you told me before, like, you don't have much game, which
I
think is bullshit, by the way.
No, I have
to tell
negative
you,
game.
From this point of view. So, there.
My definition of the game is...
No, of game in general, because maybe the game is like a book. I'd
no,
say.
At this point, I have so little of it, I have to respect it by saying the
okay.
Before game. I think the game is being very good at lying. I heard a great story today about a guy who lied about having a churro machine.
That
a
was
churro
a good story.
Machine. I don't even know how that's a line, but the guy's magic. He's a wizard. And it worked. He may or may not have married this chick.
Yeah, like she married him for a churro machine, as I recall. Just because he said he had one, even though he didn't own one.
He said, I have a churro machine, and then he proposed, and she said yes.
She's like, yeah.
That's the way I think it went down.
So, I mean, that's some real game.
That sounds good on paper, but if he didn't produce.
Plus, we weren't there. He might have just, like, busted out $100,000 in cash or something.
Yeah, you know, that works, too.
That sounds
that's
right.
He was also arrested. Thank
you.
You
got to put that in quotes.
Well, he was not arrested. He said he was arrested. Yeah, it's a very complicated
lie. So, is that the game, really? Is that how, you, like, you get chicks to sleep with you? You lie to them?
Of course.
What?
Well, about churro machines. Hell yeah.
I mean,
that's
no.
That's how it works.
Yeah. That's despicable.
See, actually, I'm going to take back what I said earlier. The Superman thing is not a good line. A good opening line would be, I actually am Superman.
I am Superman.
See what Frankie did right there? He was trying to sleep with you. That's why you lied to you.
See, I have no game, so I didn't even realize.
You didn't recognize it.
Well, I don't think the girl has to have game. Like, if you're just going to be like a power bottom,
that's
you know,
true.
If you and I go hit it later or something.
Whoa. Yeah.
You don't have to have game. I'm the one who has to have
Let's press rewind.
That doesn't erase what just went down.
Damn. I thought we were in Wayne's World here. Right? Scooby-Doo ending?
Oh, when they're like... Yes.
Good job, Bakery. Thanks for getting in on that one.
Do you remember the picture I showed you, John, of the Game Boy?
Yes.
Could you describe it for everyone in the bakery? Because it's like... John has the best descriptive abilities, I'd say, of anyone here. So,
okay. Frankie, could I get a picture of that real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
I remember what it was. It was a old school Game Boy, like the first one ever. It was the big gray brick.
Yeah, the Game Boy.
You're going to want to like it had kind of crane Tetris the neck a little on bit it here.
All right.
Because I can't move.
Entertain them for a second.
Okay. He is leaning over to look at the picture, but I want to talk about Nintendo's durability. Because he's looking at a picture of a Game Boy that survived Vietnam, and it still fucking works. Versus an Xbox 360 Elite, which has a 52.4 fail rate, which is a piece of shit.
You know?
What's it look like?
All right. First of all, it makes sense that this thing survived Vietnam because it is fucking beat up. It looks like it was melted. The entire case like is charred and looks like it bubbled up. You know how pancakes look? They get those craters?
Yeah, that's how they're done.
That's kind of what this surface looks like, but softer.
So it's, Game Boys are made out of pancakes? Is that
exactly. See, Frankie's on the ball here.
He knows.
All right. And then the screen is lit up, and there's a Tetris on it.
Yeah, it's playing Tetris. Like, it supposedly survived a like building explosion and was still used throughout the whole Vietnam War.
What was the other system you mentioned?
Xbox 360 Elite, which has a 52.4 fail rate. So that means like one out of two basically is going to fail.
Wait a minute. What makes this elite? Didn't we have this discussion in episode 2?
We did. And it's a bunch of bullshit that I didn't want to get into because it's ridiculous. But like, okay. The elite is, no, I'm just saying the elite is the most advanced memory-wise, as I can tell. And it just gets cheaper as it goes down. Like, there's pro and like arcade and elite. And this it's way to get more money out of you, I feel.
Do you have like a personal grudge against Xbox?
Since it failed, yeah. Since the Red Ring of Death, it's like, because now I've been looking into it because, like, I saw a picture online that was like the old Nintendo system and then right next to the Xbox 360, and it's like, Nintendo, it's like Nintendo still works. Lori has a Nintendo, and she can plug it in right now, and it would work versus the Xbox 360, which doesn't work anymore.
Well, here's your problem. Nintendo is Japanese. Xbox is American. It's Microsoft.
I thought this was American.
Now, see, I am all for Microsoft and whatnot, but maybe not Xbox. I enjoy the computer. I enjoy the personal computer, and pretty much Microsoft makes that happen with Windows and whatnot. I'm not, you know.
So you're going halvesies on Microsoft right now. Not a fan of the Xbox, but you are a fan of the PC.
You know, I'm not a fan of consoles in general.
Oh.
Well, PS2 is a console, and I think that seriously is like the best DVD player I've ever had.
Getting a lot of booze from the bakery.
PS2 is a horrible DVD player, but the thing is a brick and survives like nuclear holocaust.
And that's why it's the best DVD. Like, I've gone through two normal DVD players and then had to resort to PS2, which always basically works. I'm really impressed.
Did you guys hear about the new PS3?
The Slim.
Yeah, the slimmer version.
It's going to be cheaper.
Minus $100.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, $299.
Wow.
Chris might be able to lift it.
For a change.
When he first got his PS3, he told me about his entire extended family having to pull this thing out of the box.
Oh, really?
The original, not the Slim.
They hook up ropes and shit.
Heavy duty.
With the Slim, he might just need his nuclear family.
Was it a bunch of like... like Gulliver's Travels. That's what I'd imagine. A whole bunch of people just... Yeah. Making it happen. But yeah, I don't think I'd ever get one. I don't think I'd get a PS3.
I think it's going to really, I think it'll come out ahead with a cheaper version.
Totally.
Yeah.
Cheapness always wins.
The PS3 exclusive games, I think beat out the Xbox exclusive games. The thing is, Xbox just was cheaper, you know?
Yeah.
So you got parents buying systems for their kids. I mean, they're like, oh, you know, what's the extra $200 for or whatever.
Wouldn't you say Xbox generally has better games, though?
Well, it's neither here nor there. I think it's, the problem is, I think it depends what you're a fan of, though, too.
Yeah.
Replayability. How's that?
Oh, come on.
Tetris, you can play forever.
Well, okay, as you just said, replayability on the Xbox 360 Elite's real bad because it'll be broken.
It'll be broken, after 2 days, basically, whatever, with their fail rate. Whatever. Pisses me the fuck off.
But actually, the thing is, though, most of the games that I have are for both systems. So, you know, I could really swap it out.
You know what fucking pisses me off?
What?
It really grinds my gears.
What grinds your gears?
People who don't change the teepee in the bathroom. Like, you go in there to take a dump, and there's teepee there sitting on the counter. with an empty teepee roll hooked up to the to the dispenser. What's with that bullshit? What are you lazy? You're sitting there taking a dump. What else are you doing? Change the fucking teepee out.
We are lazy. I've done that. Because look, like, that shit makes noise sometimes if you think about it. In like silent or like loud, like crapping situations and stuff. So you have to like change the role and everything. So you just like leave it there for like the next person to deal with.
This isn't something that happens a lot, but I think we got to bring Chris on to argue this. Get over here. Get up on this mic.
There's a lot of commotion over here.
This is Chris from Unrestrained Radio.
Welcome, Chris.
Why it's actually better than on the roll.
He's here. Right. He's here to school me on why I'm wrong.
Let me just sit down.
Just sneak in real
quick.
All
right.
The deal is you could pick up the toilet roll and you could actually wrap it around your hand to create a like a paper towel effect.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a glove. Almost.
Yeah, really. So you get the most wipe for...
What are you doing? You're dragging the whole roll through your ass?
No. Not the whole roll, but you wrap it around your hand. You rip it off. You get like, was it two or three on there?
Okay.
And then you use it to wipe your butt.
Yeah.
It's essentially a toilet paper glove.
Yeah. You can
do what it is. Who's saying you can't do that when it's on a dispenser? Who's saying that?
I'm still not. I'm just saying it's a lot more efficient.
It's lazy. It's lazy. Yeah. Like you said, like it's for the next person to deal with. So
I'm telling you,
you're
a lot
the douche
more efficient.
Who changes it.
You know what? You should just leave it. And try it. Your life will be changed. Trust me.
Okay. I'm not. I like the way you wipe your ass, Chris. It's just the way the dispenser you choose to neglect.
Can say this, screw TP, use baby wipes. That's all I got to say.
You know what?
He's all about
hang
on.
Baby wipes.
Hang on.
That's all I got to say.
Hang on.
There's a grenade.
Yeah, for sure. I got a buddy that is really into them now. And I'm like, no. You know, I tried it once. Cold and wet around my asshole. Doesn't belong there. It just doesn't.
Gosh.
Not at
You're
all.
You're not doing it right.
No, that's bullshit.
You've got no game is your problem. Yeah.
Thank God for nieces, because I would never discover this if I didn't have nieces.
Yeah. And you like that?
Well, like, it was just sitting there one day. I was like, I'll try it. And there you go. Perfect wipe every time.
I mean, he's a wiping guru, too. So I would take, you know, the advice. And by the way, this is the kind of stuff that we talk about on Unrestrained Radio. So if you like this, unrestrainedradio.com.
That is pretty nice. All right. Well, thanks, Chris.
I know. Guys. From the bakery.
I really enjoyed the intense conversation there. That was tight.
Jesus Christ. I keep hitting this thing on everything.
I don't know if you guys are interested or not, but you know, when we get stoned and shoot the shit, I sometimes think of games. Do you want to play like a mind game really quick?
We could certainly play a game.
All right.
A mind game?
Sort of. Like, it's just cause this is like, it's a time thing really quick. So I think it tests like how fast you are, that's all.
Uh-huh.
But for this, I need John to leave.
Christ.
Like, so could you get the fuck out now?
Yeah. Like the show. You're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I got to take
and seriously,
out.
Since we had Chris from Unrestrained Radio, maybe he could play as well and get the fuck out.
Oh, nice.
Huh?
All right.
Huh?
All right.
Like, double get the fuck out and then play along for time?
Double get the fuck out?
Exactly. Like, please.
A big two-pack
to our
of get the
to
fuck out.
To our soundproof room, please.
Yeah.
Why? All right.
I'm going to ask Frankie some questions.
All right. I'm going to go take out the stale bagels.
Watch out for that bum out there. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, seriously, get the fuck out.
I don't know.
All right, so can we finally do a good show now? Or
yeah,
we're
like getting there. I think episode like 7.
Yep, one down, one to go before this turns into a good show.
All right, so this is for time, Frankie.
All right, I am being timed. All right, he is getting the questions ready here.
So here it goes. Are you ready?
Okay.
Dog, cat, cow, chicken. Name 4 other animals. Go.
Frog, toad, which are technically 2 separate animals. Yeah. Rabbit and horse.
All right. Joker, Two-Face, Venom, Penguin. Name 4 more villains.
Ah, fuck me.
Or
Lex Luger. Luther. Is it
I'll
Lex Luther?
I know
Lex
what you mean.
Luther. Shao Kahn.
You can pass if you want, but I want as many as you can. But this is for time.
So. Pass.
Okay, this is the last one. All right. Weed, bud, marijuana. Name 4 more words for marijuana.
Oh, boy. Mary Jane.
Okay.
I don't know. What are you doing? Like a fingering motion into the air? Pass. I'm out.
That's the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Time. All right. 51 seconds. All right. Could you get one of the contestants, please?
You know, there needs to be penalties, though, for the passing.
Well,
because it's quicker to pass than to give four answers.
There needs to be. Oh, you're right.
I think
Thanks.
We should round up to like a minute 20 or something.
Yes, you're right. There should be 10 seconds. Should we give you like.
I passed 15, twice.
12
about
seconds.
15 second penalties 15 for each
seconds
pass.
So 30
something.
Seconds.
Yeah.
So that makes your total 115.
Okay. So can we get one of our contestants? Yes.
Yeah.
That was good, though. That was
it
good,
wasn't
dude.
Great.
No, but
they
that was.
Pass on two of the three questions.
Dude, but they don't know what the fuck's happening. So, like, I think. And if
oh,
you,
we got Chris over here.
All right, dude.
Oh, well, this is just turning into Unrestrained Radio, I think.
All right, from the bakery. And now from Unrestrained Radio, Chris.
Yes.
This is for time. You're being timed now, okay?
Oh, really? How much time do I have?
Just, you're being timed for best time.
All right. Oh, okay.
Here we go. Dog, cat, cow, chicken. Name four other animals.
Cow. You said cow, right? Goose. Fly.
You can pass if you want, but it's bad.
Aardvark. Banshee.
Okay. Joker, Two-Face, Venom, Penguin. Name four more villains.
Juggernaut, Sabretooth, and Magneto. And let's see. Crap.
You can pass if you want. I wouldn't suggest it.
Kingpin.
There you go. All right. Weed, bud, marijuana. Name four more words for marijuana.
Mary Jane, hemp, crap, pass. I don't know anymore.
All right.
That's a 15-second penalty.
Adding 15-second penalty?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's a minute.
Well, I passed
Jesus
on
Christ.
Two of the questions, and we needed to penalize.
So. Oh, Jesus. That's if I would have known that.
That is a minute and five. So far, Chris is in the lead.
Chris is
really?
He has 1:15.
Oh,
so if
wow.
we can have John, please
pass
in.
On two of the questions for Christ's sake.
Oh, if I knew there was a pat or like a penalty, then
so
I would
please,
have
John
done.
Is coming in.
Oh, oh, but get out!
Screw this game.
Mic.
Screw this game.
Okay, all right, John. John is making his way in. Welcome, welcome, yay!
Hello, folks.
Get those headphones on. Woo! All right, John, are you ready to play?
I totally am.
All right, this is for time. You're being time, okay? All right, are you ready?
All right.
Dog, cat, cow, chicken. Name four other animals. Go.
Stingray, octopus, goldfish, catfish.
All right. Joker, Two-Face, Venom, Penguin. Name four other villains.
Carnage, Venom, Dr. Octopus.
One more.
Green Goblin.
All right. Weed, bud, marijuana. Name four other words for marijuana.
Dank, skunk, nug, eagle. Hemp.
That's good. 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 31 seconds. John, you are our winner. You want a pack of these free large Dr. Peppers.
Oh, you know what? You can actually take mine, too.
Oh, oh. Look, I'm fucking drowning in
bonus
Dr. Pepper
prizes.
Here. This is awesome.
A lot of Dr. Pepper.
So what were the other times?
Frankie
well,
got
passed
the worst,
on two
actually.
Of the questions and was penalized nice. For it, so I got a minute 15.
Chris got 105.
With one penalty.
You got 31.50.
Nice. All right.
Very good. Very good.
I know my audience.
And the questions. I feel like cheating.
That was an interesting game. I really liked that.
Thank you.
Probably because I won.
Serious. I was like, that was kind of lame. Can we play something else, please, next time?
All right. Well, again, I'd like to thank everybody who made this possible.
Frankie, our
Radio.
Producer.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Unrestrained Radio, Open Fly Network, making all this possible. Hopefully we'll get some even more shows pretty soon.
We do. There is going to be a sports show starting. We're working it out
Ooh,
right now.
Really?
It's happening.
Nice.
That's
I'm stoked.
Awesome.
I'm kind of interested to learn some sports facts
Wheels
and shit.
Wheels are turning, man. Lotion is in hand, and we're about to start jerking this thing. So.
I love that imagery.
So when do you think you're going to have the first episode in the sock?
Oh, God. I don't know, man. It's a...
Give me a
it's
date.
The first one. We still got to get comfortable with the room, you know, and the material.
Oh, so, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and if you somehow are like listening to us and you're not our Facebook friend, you should like fix that immediately.
Become a Facebook friend.
Yeah.
You jump right on the FB.
And if you are a friend, please comment and like let us know what you think.
You can be a friend at Dubious Bakers.
Yes, please friend Dubious Bakers and search
on Facebook.
In searching
if there's
on Facebook.
A Dubious Bakery out there, it's a fake.
Yes.
It's not the real thing.
Yes. Or go to thedubiousbakery.com as well.